We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Wake that ass up early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got Ak right with us again. Of course, he's our boxing analyst and expert. And we got a special guest in the building, Ryan Garcia.
What's up?
How are you, sir?
How's it going?
How you doing?
I'm blessed.
Thank you guys for having me. Like, this is special for me.
Thanks for joining us.
I always watch your guys' stuff, and it's just cool.
He's not capping. I seen Ryan, this was some years ago, at the Garden. Was it the Garden? I think it was the Garden, and you told me that.
Yeah. Damn, that was a long time ago.
I think that might have been Canelo's first fight on the Zone.
It might have been, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Yep. But how are you, man? How you feeling?
I'm good.
Word. You about to fight Devin Haney?
Devin Haney.
You ready for that smoke?
Real question is he ready for the smoke? Because at the end of the day, you know, he can't do shit to me. He can't crack an egg. So it's really going to be a hard night for him. 12 rounds of just being in there with me is going to be, you know, I'm scared for him. You know, I just been praying he's going to be okay. That's it. I know what I'm about to do. I know what I'm about to do. Don't worry about me. I got this.
You got it?
I got this.
Y'all fought like 6 times already, right?
Yeah, 3-3.
3-3?
It was the amateurs, though.
Okay. So he beat you 3 times, you beat him 3 times? Yeah. Like, were they, like, close fights? Was it knockouts, TKOs?
He never beat me, like, convincingly, you know. Every time I beat him, I had him rock like this. You know, telling him, oh, my eardrum is broke. Like, I did him dirty every time I won. Mm-hmm. But every time he won, it was points, like, barely, you know. They're only 3 rounds, so if, you know, the fight doesn't really play out the way it should.
You know, when I watch you walk in the room now,
I didn't know what you were doing just now. I was like, what the fuck, Ryan? God
damn it. You gotta know you sitting down with Ryan.
Ryan, you can hit him. That was wild. You can hit him one good time. You can hit him one good time.
Wow,
bro.
That's the wrong one to be playing with, Charlamagne. You gotta stop.
Like, whoa.
I just wanted one.
Just go again. Get it again. Do it again.
Nah, that ain't right.
Damn. What you say?
I'm saying that.
I can't even drink my water.
Now nah, you good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you good.
Take a sip.
Look at you. You didn't have to take a sip. That was crazy.
Look, Ryan, you're so much different than you were from, I remember when you signed a Golden Boy, right? Mm-hmm. The type of fighter you were. You were not naive in a sense, but you was just happy, right? You walk in like such more of a businessman now, right? What would you tell 19, 20-year-old Ryan now? Like, do you have any regrets in the decisions that you've made?
Mm-mm. I have no regrets. I think I did everything correct. Everything evolves, you know. First, you come in, you're happy. You're ready to get your career started, and then you understand, like, oh, shit, this is a business. Like, let me lock in because these dudes trying to play me. And then after a while, you know, you become your own boss, and that's what happened with me. Mm. Simple.
Were you shocked that Haney accepted the fight?
Nah, not really. Like, I don't know. When there's a big bag, I mean, I'm not shocked about anything, mm-hmm. you know. You get paid, you know, $10 million plus. I mean, it's going to be hard to say no. So. Mm-hmm.
If you already fought so many times, why do people think that it's still a chance that you'll drop out of the fight?
Because they like to run with any narrative about me, like, oh, he's mm-hmm. weak, he's soft. I mean, I heard it all. So anytime mm-hmm. they have a chance to, like, make it seem like I'm like that, they get to it.
Why do they think that? Why do they always say that you're soft? And why do they always push that narrative when it comes to you?
That's literally
definitely.
Look, he has the same problem.
Bro. He does not have the same problem.
I know. You're right.
Who are you talking about?
He is not pretty nowhere. Don't put that in his mind.
I'm handsome.
Talking about?
I'm handsome.
You're not handsome.
I'm handsome.
Go ahead,
wow.
The fact that he's, I'm handsome.
No.
All right. No, but.
How did that fight come about? Your lawyer, Lupe, said that it was just him, Bill, and Devin,
oh,
and they
dang.
Just made.
Oh, dang. Come on, bro. I'm just kidding.
No, I'm saying, like, how the fight came about. Like, how was it made? Was it really just Lupe, Bill, and Devin, and he called you and said, hey, the fight is made?
No. I made a poll on Instagram. No, it was on
Twitter. To the mic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had a poll on Twitter that said, who do you want me to fight, Haney or Rollies? It was like 54, 47 or something like that, like the percentages. So I said, okay, I'm going to fight Haney. And then I told my team, go make that fight happen. And then obviously a lot of other shit happened after that. But that's basically what
the
happened.
Rumors were that Floyd gave you advice and said, you know what, the Devin fight isn't a big business fight. The Rolly fight is better business fight. That was the narrative on the internet. Is there any truth to that?
No, it's not a narrative. That's the truth. You know, we went on a run. We started hanging out. And then he was like, this ain't it. That's not the move. And I was like, I don't listen to nobody, but I mean, obviously I'm going to listen to Floyd. So I was like, he's influential to me because I looked up to him. So I was like, all right, dude, I'm going to just trust you. Like, I'll just fight that dude Rollies and knock him out. Like, that's not hard. And then I'll fight Devin someday, somehow later.
Mm-hmm.
But then I felt bad because I already gave the people my word. And then I'm like, damn, bro, I gave the people my word. He said some things changed. So I'm like, all right, whatever. Anyways, that wasn't the right move because I feel like once you say something and you give the people your word, you should stick to it. Mm-hmm. And I didn't do that. So I learned a lesson. Like, I'm never going to do that. Like, I'm not going to listen to Floyd. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
If I gave my word to the people, I'm just going to do it and see what happens later.
Why would Floyd, y'all know better than me, but why would Floyd think a Rolly fight is a more lucrative fight? I would think Devin easily.
He's saying because Devin only sold X amount of pay-per-view buys and, you know, he makes people lose money in their fights, you know, in his fights. So he's like, that's not the right move. But
Rolly hasn't sold any pay-per-views.
Yeah, you're the draw.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to bring the draw anyways, you know. I just think me and Devin have a lot of history. To me, it makes sense. I'm ready to beat his ass. Like, I don't like any of them, you know, him or his daddy, especially his daddy. But
you really don't like them, like,
I
personally?
Not like
why does it get so
all?
Personal with you?
Oh, yeah. Because they're the fakest people in the world. They'll smile like, Ryan, you know, we're so happy, but meanwhile they're ready to stab you in the back. I don't like people like that. I see right through it. That's fake. You're phony. Like, that's why I came right at him. Like, no, because they try to lower my guard down by being really nice. I was on the phone with Haney, and he was being laughing, telling me I need this. And then I told my security, I said, something don't feel right. I said, I'm going to work on it. Don't worry. I hang up. I'm like, oh, I know what he's trying to do. He's trying to soften me up. You know, he's trying to play me. I sent him a text, and I have it right here. Fuck you, get off my phone, bitch. Started off just like that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Jesus. If you make this man stand up one more time.
Lord.
No, you don't got to.
I don't believe you said that. I don't believe that. I got to see
he was trying. He's such an instigator. You know, this is Devin's uncle.
That's not true. Bro, that is not true.
Come on, man. Clown. Oh, my God.
I do want to see it, though. But when you take a fight personal, like that, doesn't that kind of leave you open to getting hurt because you might go in with too much emotion?
No, I know how to handle that. Okay, let me see.
Okay.
You got to get through all them ladies.
Yeah, uh-huh, pretty so.
That's what that is.
I just can't. Let me see.
I want to find the first one.
So you got them all screenshotted.
Of course.
Oh, he got them ready. Is that motivation for you?
It's funny to me. You know. Oh, there he goes.
You don't like when people betray him.
I go, it was a great chat, Bill. I basically was telling him, like, I'm talking to Bill. I ain't talking to him. I said, tell Devin, I said, what's up? I just want you to know straight up, I'm coming for your neck. I'm leaving no crumbs. Remember that. Don't lose sight of that. No mercy. Remember that. Remember the DM. And then I hit him with, oh, yeah, right here. We aren't friends. You aren't shit. Remember that. I'm ready to make this fight. Don't kill it acting like the ace. I try to be cool, but you keep playing around. I'm fucking going on phone calls, but the truth is I don't need you at all. I'm pissed because it was a waste of time. You are over-evaluating yourself and wasting my time.
Oh, yeah, that ain't what you said earlier. You said, fuck that pussy-ass, bitch-ass.
Fuck that fuck bitch-ass.
Fuck you, bitch-ass. Damn.
No, but yeah.
How did you handle recovering from the loss from Gervonta Davis?
Like,
mentally?
I just say, what's next? Like, that was whatever for me. You know, I wasn't at my best. And it's no excuse. It's just the truth. When somebody handicaps you that much, why would you be mad? Okay? You basically handicapped me. I lost. I still went in there, fought my ass off. I knew I was going to lose because I was weak in the back room for the first time. I'm like, I got no power. This is crazy. Mm. But I put it up with God, and I had a spiritual victory, not a physical victory. You know, I felt like I did something for, you know, God, and I walked out to a worship song, first time ever in front of, you know, all those people. So I felt like, you know, I did what I had to do. If he ever comes sees me at 140, you know how I'm going to do it. You know, I'm going to beat him. He can't beat me when I'm at my full strength, guaranteed.
So that's why you said you felt powerless because of the
oh,
weight?
Oh, yeah, all the, you know, nobody would take those clauses. No, but I don't care who you are. Mm-hmm.
Does that fight play out differently at 140 with you and Tank?
Oh, 100%, yeah. Yeah, I mean, now I got strength and my brain is there. Like, when you're super dehydrated, you can't even think. Just like, fuck, what's going on? And I still almost got his ass. The round he dropped me is the round I had his ass.
So you would entertain that fight if he came up to 140?
100%. You know, he has to come see me because he's not going to make money without me. So it's like, it's going to happen.
Do you think the boxing game is changing as far as records are concerned? Because at one time, nobody ever wanted to lose because of Floyd, of course, right? Now it seems like it's starting to change back where boxers are taking chances. They're not afraid to lose. And it's more of a sport and fun now.
Yeah, I think it's slowly changing. You know, I think it started off with my fight with Tank. Yeah, I ripped it off like a Band-Aid. Like, this shit is boring. I was getting bored in the sport. Like, this shit is boring. Like, I'm winning, and it's, like, all good, but it's just boring. There's no energy here. It's dead. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to just fight Tank.
Envy's learning boxing. That was a good question.
Basically, it was dead, and then I lit it right up, and then everybody started fighting. You seen Crawford fight Errol. Mm-hmm. Then everybody's just making moves. Next, got to be Canelo. He has to fight Benavidez. That'll keep the boxing going. But
we were just talking about that this weekend. Does he have to, though?
I think he does.
How really? So? I mean, he hasn't he accomplished enough where he doesn't have anything else to prove?
But what is that? Who wants to live in the past all the time? This is now. This is going to be this is the biggest fight to make. People expect you. You're Canelo, the face of boxing. Why aren't you doing it?
Who wins that fight if it happens?
Canelo. But
so you see him beating Benavidez
unless he waits too long, you know, and then he gets past his right. prime. So, I mean, it's not going to be easy. I'm not going to say that. And you know, Canelo will get touched up, but
I think he can outbox Benavidez.
I think his experience will get to Benavidez.
Do you think you will ever work things out with Canelo? Are y'all on better terms now? Or?
I try to message him all the time, like, let's golf, let's do something. Like, we're good.
He doesn't respond.
Yeah, little things here and there. Nothing crazy.
What caused that rift? Because, you know, y'all was like big brother, little brother at one point.
I don't even know, to be honest. It was just, I don't know. He would say stuff about me for no reason. I don't know, like, bro, you're like, that's crazy. Just call me up and tell me, like, oh, I need you to be doing this. I went through a real mental health crisis. I don't care what nobody says. Mm-hmm. That was real. So, you know, they could say I faked it all they want. You weren't in my shoes. You know, you didn't feel the things I felt. And, you know, I took it on the chin, though. But he made me look like a clown.
What did he criticize?
He said that I'm wasting time, my talent. And it was during my mental health crisis. Mm-hmm. I'm like, bro, the fuck? Whatever. But it made me look like the weakest dude on the internet.
You felt like he should have called you. That's big bro. He should have called. Checked
bro. Bro, he made everybody look at me like an undisciplined kid. And I'm like, bro, I'm the hardest worker in the fucking gym. What are we talking about?
And he picked Tank to beat you. You think that offended
you? No, I don't care about that, dude. I mean, it is what it is.
I think that what you did when you took a mental health break was one of the strongest things a person could do.
Yeah.
You know, especially a person in a field like boxing, because y'all just supposed to be tough and thug it out. But for you to be like, nah, I got to focus on what's important, which is my mental and emotional well-being.
I had no choice. It was, like, so intense that I'm like, damn. Like, usually I could get past things because I'm mentally strong. But this one, it was like, nope, you're not getting up today. I'm like, damn. Mm.
So it was depression?
It was everything. I thought I was losing my mind. I was like, I can't remember shit. I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, there's no way I got hit that hard.
Wow.
There ain't no way.
Oh, this is after the Tank
Campbell
fight?
Campbell. It was after Campbell. This is 2021. No, a Tank fight. I was good. Next day, I was chilling. But, yeah, that fight, it was another thing he did to me. It was just, it was deep, man. I mean, if I was going to go in, like, I'll tell you the real story of it. Like, I had a supernatural spiritual experience. It don't make no sense.
Was you on something?
No, I don't do drugs, nothing.
Yeah, it was just
prayer, and nighttime, boom, it happened. And I was like, I was good for a long time, but then I started logically trying to think about it, like, what just happened to me?
Mm-hmm.
And then that tripped me out, and then I just started going, like, then I just got depressed because I didn't know what happened to me. I always believe in God, though. I'm very spiritual. Absolutely. I feel energy, like, quick. I could just know what you're going to say before you say it. It's crazy. But this time, it was just something different. It was like, yo, okay, this is real. It's happening to me. And then it just took me time to, like, process it.
Mm-hmm.
And then come back to God and say, what was that?
Did you get a therapist, a spiritual leader? Like,
no, just one day, like, I was playing poker, and I was just, like, depressed, drinking, and this dude comes up to me and goes, hey, can I talk to you? I'm like, and I was just like, yeah, bro, I guess. And at this time, I'm already checked out. I don't really care. And then he goes, do you know who you are? I said, yeah, I know who I am. And then he goes, you know, God has something for you. Like, what are you doing? Like, wake up. And then, boom, I just snapped out of it. And after that, I was like, all right, getting right back to it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's amazing.
When Canelo was here, he talked about you, the relationship with you and Oscar. He said that he saw issues coming between you. Remember that, Charlotte?
Mm-hmm.
And,
absolutely.
Have things gotten better with you and Golden Boy and Oscar?
Mm-hmm. I don't like non-peaceful situations. So I got Oscar in the thread with my advisor. And I said, work it out. People don't like you, Oscar. Why is that? I don't know. Fix it. Because I'm not going to work with none of you guys if you guys keep doing this. This is bullshit. You're making me look stupid. Mm-hmm. And then after that, they all started talking, and then me and Oscar talk regularly now. So it's all good now. Yeah.
Do you think him seeing you hang around Floyd put pressure on him to act right?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know how much he cares. Maybe they don't. They probably don't like each other at all, but, you know, that's not my problem. You know, that's your guys' thing. I like Floyd. I like Oscar. And that's what I'm about. You know, I'm not trying to pick a side. Like,
right.
It is what it is. You know, Floyd's cool as fuck. He's dope. He gives me a lot of advice. Mm-hmm. I see how he runs his little, you know, his little empire. And I'm like, okay, I peeped that. Okay, I'm going to do that. Boom, boom, boom. So I like being around Floyd.
After the
and
loss.
And Floyd's fly. Yeah, yeah, he's fun.
Dang, yeah. Oscar used to be fun back in the day. You know,
shut up.
That's a good
cocaine.
Thing.
Okay,
cocaine.
Shut up.
I'm just
shut
saying. Up. Oh, that's a different fun, bro.
Different cool. Type of fun.
High heel and all that. You wouldn't say that.
Oh, I was not going to say that.
Yes, you was.
No,
I was going to ask. You know, after the loss and he didn't come to your locker room.
Right.
What was your mind frame then?
I mean, it was really the people like influencing me. Like, damn, that hurt. I didn't really care. If I'm going deep down in my heart, like I don't really care. Like, bro, don't show up. I don't care. Like, I'm chilling.
I don't believe that, Ryan.
No,
I cared.
You did.
You know, I mean, just as a
honestly
casual watching.
After like had processed, I'm like, that is pretty fucked up.
Mm.
Like, why wouldn't you show up after I just lost a big ass fight?
But you said that was people in your ear.
No, it was like the internet. Out. The internet. They made some sad ass edits that you'd be like, damn.
Like you like the like Will Smith sitting in the house by himself.
Yeah.
Remember when Will was crying about his dad leaving?
Yeah, it was like I was like, oh shit, I'm sad. What the hell?
Hey, you threw shots at Bernard too. Have you guys talked?
No, I don't. Bernard's a weirdo, bro. Straight up.
So you haven't pieced this?
No, but Bernard's just weird, bro. Like, dude, why are you talking shit about me? That was crazy. Off the rip, he just looked at me like boxing will call your bluff. I'm like, bro, you're weird. And then I like, I don't like. I don't want to flame these guys, but I end up doing it, and I feel bad because they're older than me, and they can't keep up with my. And then they just end up looking dumb. I'm like, bro, all right.
You feel like they started with you first, though.
Yes, they've been starting with me first all the time. They take shots. I'm their biggest fighter, and they're talking shit about me. I'm the only one bringing them money.
But it makes you feel bad after because you don't want to be that
That's
person.
That's not my character. I'm cool. Yeah. Like, I'm chill. Like, let's work it out. But he doesn't seem like he wants to work it out. Me and Oscar are perfectly fine. So, Bernard, hit me up. Let's talk about it.
Boxing will call your bluff makes it feel like he never thought you was an elite fighter.
Exactly. He wanted me to retire.
Damn.
What the fuck? I was like, that's not your decision, first of all. And then second of all, you know,
you only lost one fight. What do you mean retire?
I don't know what he was talking about. And then I came back and I beat Duarte and I looked great. And finally I was strong. I felt like I was coming into my prime. Like now I feel like I'm gonna run through everybody. Mm. Like I feel like I got played once, great, never again. And now I'm ready to come destroy. I'm coming back for blood. Like literally everybody's gonna get it. Move out the way.
What did they say after your last one?
Which one?
Oscar and Bernard, did they say anything?
Oh, about? I turned up on everybody after I won. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, you thought I was going to fucking lose, right? That's what I fucking thought. But I just got turned up after the emotions.
Do you really feel that Oscar and Bernard thought you would lose to Duarte?
Of course, man. They think that, you know, dudes that are strong going to pit the pressure. He thought that, you know, he did hit hard. I give him that. But there's no way this guy's going to beat me. I'm too experienced. I've been doing this since I was 7. You think I haven't met a guy that puts pressure and could hit hard? You don't think I've ever dealt with that? Like, come on.
I'm not gonna lie, I did think that too. I was looking at Duarte. I'm like, the size. He looked like a young Canelo almost.
That's why I told him. Like first you thought Duno was gonna beat me. He was the next Manny Pacquiao. I knocked him out in one round. And then I was like, now they got this guy. Every time we're in beef, they send somebody in to try to get me, and then they never do.
You thought he was gonna lose that fight?
I did for just a split second because I didn't know how mentally you had recovered from the tank fight.
That's smart. That's a good assumption. But at the end, like, I already knew I was going to win. Mm-hmm. I mean, who's going to go into a fight thinking they're going to lose, though? But I could have lost that fight if I wasn't on point because he could have knocked my ass out. He would hit hard. Like, I got hit. I'm like, fuck. Hit me back in my head. I'm like, oh, shit.
And you was doing that weird shoulder roll shit. I'm like, what the fuck? He been around floating too
though?
Long.
But did I get hit, though?
No, but it just looked crazy.
Thank God. Hey, bro, I don't care what it looked like. If I don't get hit,
It looked out of character, but you weren't getting hit.
But I'm working on it, too.
But
now.
Derek wasn't happy with that.
No.
What did he say in the corner?
He's like, stop doing that shit.
Why were you doing that? Because y'all didn't even, you didn't train like that.
I did a couple things like that in sparring, but I was tired of him putting pressure, so I just stood right there and let him well off, and I was just trying to catch shots so I could break his momentum. Because in the fight, I could keep him off as long as I can, but sooner or later, his pressure, so I just met the pressure, and I just said, okay, come on.
But she was damn near turning around, though, getting hit in the back of the head. I'm like, what are you
that
doing,
hurt,
Ryan?
Yeah,
he said that shit hurt.
No, but I was just trying to get out the way. But if you watch Floyd, he does the same shit.
No, Floyd's shoulder roll is good.
Floyd
was good. Man, your shoulder roll was not good. Floyd. Derek, did he have a good shoulder roll? Come on, be honest now.
Hey, I don't think any of them were good, really.
Really? Even Floyd?
I mean, I'm not talking about him.
Oh, okay.
Everybody who does them after him.
Okay, got you.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I know is Floyd told me it wasn't bad, so, and he's the one that's the best at
but
it.
But if you would have lost the fight, that's what they would have blamed him
for
on.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, that shoulder roll did get me cut for the first time though, because the uppercut slipped in. I didn't know, because the gloves were smaller than the 14 ounce when you're sparring is different. I was able to see everything. This one went right in there. Boom. I'm like, oh shit. I started bleeding, but
I don't know if you can play with Haney like that.
Haney's not. He don't hit that hard. What are you talking about? This is actually a more like relaxed fight for me. I'm just like, I'm gonna go in there. I know I'm fighting a boxer. It's not a like to him. It's a boxing match. To me, it's a fight. I'm gonna go run him over. He can't do nothing. It's like a kid. Like, okay, swing, swing, swing. Boom, my turn.
Ooh, yeah. He could look good against Progray. Were you impressed with that performance? In,
bro, what are you talking about, bro?
So tell me what they're, wasn't good about
he's
that.
He's mid, bro. That fight's
that's our new talk now. Mid.
That's our new talk. Low middy.
What are you talking? He's mid, bro.
Is this fight gonna happen in New York or Vegas?
Yeah.
I thought they moved it to Barclays already.
They're trying
did they move
to.
It to Barclays? I know they were trying.
I don't even want to get into this, but I just pay per view.
Get into it.
No. Because there's a lot going on, a lot of moving pieces. I don't want to say too much about
it. Well, we saw your tweet. I'm trying to bring this fight back to Vegas, right?
Yeah. Okay, I'll speak on that. Yes, yeah. I am. That's what I'm going to do. Because, you know, New York is a great place to fight. Obviously, they had great fights. You know, Muhammad Ali and a lot of amazing. But that's at the Garden. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I'm being real. Barclays is not the Garden. I like the Barclays. But I feel like this fight should be at the Mecca of Boxing, the current Mecca of Boxing, which is Vegas. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, it was New York. But times change. It's in Vegas.
Is it because of the tickets, what you can get in Vegas opposed to what you get in New York ticket sales?
No, I'm just looking for the right vibe. I just don't feel like the Barclays is the vibe. I think Vegas, you know, it's going to be fun. Everybody's going to have a great time. Like, it's just going to go crazy.
Yeah, but if it ends up being in New York, we're in New York. Like, New Yorkers are going to be like,
Barclays is a great atmosphere for fights. I ain't going to front. Yeah, I've seen some really good fights. I saw Wilder Ortiz, number one at Barclays.
Oh, that was good.
I've seen a few fights at Barclays.
Tank Rowley was at.
Tank Rowley.
Yeah, you were there. I was there.
I didn't know it was Barclays, though. Yep. I know, I lost that bet.
And you paid him the next day.
Of course. Yeah, it sucked.
Is it better to train for you? Is it better training for you in Vegas?
No, I train in Dallas regardless.
Okay.
You know, but I just, look it. If we're looking at a business aspect, taxes, I'm not going to pay the New York taxes. You know, I know people, they say that a lot,
you ain't
but
lying.
It makes sense, right?
I'm with you, brother.
Okay,
now,
so.
Now, if you say that, it makes sense. If you tell me I don't want to pay the taxes, I totally get it. That's why the fight shouldn't be in New York. That is the reason.
No, but, like, shout out New York, though. Maybe I'll bring another fight there, but I want to fight somebody that has, like, a connection to New York. Mm-hmm. There, you know, we're both West Coast fighters. Like, what?
Now, I don't understand stuff like this. So, like, maybe the boxing expert can tell me, why can't he fight where he wants to fight? I mean, like, why is it looked at as a stall tactic? Like, why is it?
I mean, he can speak to that, too, but it's a lot of variables. Like, if the venue is available in Vegas on the date that they want, if there's other fights that are close to that date, it's not a good look to have, like, two big back-to-back fights. I know Canelo is going to be fighting in Vegas, like, a few weeks after that, right? And maybe that's an influence.
I mean, I didn't see him.
He hasn't announced a fight, but he's fought in May every year for how many years?
This might be my time, though. It might be my
time. To take over Vegas. To take over that Cinco de Mayo weekend.
It might be my time. We'll see. You know, let God's will be done, not mine. But I feel like it's my time. You know, if he's not fighting Benavidez, it's not going to be a bigger fight than mine. I guarantee I'll be on the record to say that.
So you think it's
1.3? 1.3.
Yeah.
And they haven't done a million pay-per-views in so long, mm-hmm. since Floyd era.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This fight's going to be another million pay-per-view buys. And, you know, I just feel like I'm the next one. That's it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just think I'm looking at numbers. I'm looking at how I could promote. I'm looking at everything. The numbers. Like, I got it.
So
I'm
right now,
like, give me that spot. I got it. Trust me.
So you think you're a bigger fight or a bigger star than Canelo right now if he doesn't fight Benavidez?
Yes. Yes. I'll be on record to say that. I feel, though. But look, everybody's going to, you know, judge, make their opinions. But, you know, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at how much upside I have, too. Mm-hmm. You know, he's on the end tail of his. I'm on the mm-hmm. beginning, really. And I'm only going to get bigger. You know, it's not going to stop. So. Who's the next one? It has to be me. You know, I should take that May 4th date. You know, Vegas knows. You know, I got all the high rollers who will come and everything. Like, I got it all figured out. So.
What did Duarte fight do?
I don't even know. They said that it was all right, you know, but you need a dance partner. That's why I didn't put on pay-per-view.
Yeah, well, okay. I got the zone, so I didn't know.
But you got to be smart. Like, people have a lot of ego. Oh, my fight's got to be on paper. No, they don't. Like, the ones that don't need, like, don't bullshit the people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This fight ain't a fucking pay-per-view fight. Mm-hmm. Stop capping. Nobody knows Duarte. Why the hell would I do that? Mm-hmm. That fight was more for me. Like, I wanted a good fight, and I did that. So, you know, I did what I had to do.
Mm-hmm. How do you think another loss could affect your legacy?
I don't think it will affect me. You know, Manny Pacquiao had 8 losses. He'd been knocked out cold. I haven't. That hasn't happened to me. It's just if you let it bother you, it's going to affect you. It don't bother me. If I go out there and I do my shit and I look good, oh, you lost? Okay. Did I lose, though?
But you got to win, though, because you said that.
I want to win. I don't. Yeah. I'm the most competitive one in the room. I play video games like my life depends on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck this. Locked in. Like, everything I do, I'm gonna go and win. But you're saying, would it affect me? No.
Because when you say you're the biggest star in boxing right now, I can't disagree with that, but I still got to put Canelo number one. But if you would have beaten Tank, I'd be 100%. Like, yeah, he's biggest star, I'll have to say.
But think the same thing's on the line here with Devin mm-hmm. Haney. If I win the fight, I'm the top. I don't see anybody that could be bigger than me.
Mm-hmm. Jake Paul.
Oh, yeah, I mean, but that's a whole different category. But I told Jake Paul, let's run it. Let's fight.
He don't want to fight a
real
fighter.
He's not going to fight you.
Nah, he don't want to fight a
real fighter. I just messaged him. I was like, bro, we could really do this.
He don't want to fight a real mm-hmm. fighter. He know. Mm-hmm. That'd be stupid.
Yeah.
But he's bigger. He's way bigger. I'll come to his weight. I'll gain up to 180. I could do it. and let's just run it.
Man, you go to that? You go to 180?
Wow. I can. I haven't been there.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna look cut up at all, though.
It don't matter. I ain't trying to look pretty. I'm trying to hurt somebody.
You know, at one point you said you wanted to retire at 26. You wanted to accomplish whatever you could in boxing and be out. So though that ship sailed. Like that, that's no longer.
Yeah, because I overestimated how fast I could get everything done. Have I done a lot at 25? Yes.
So what's the age now?
When are you out? 30.
30, you out.
30, I'm out. Because I'm here to fight everybody and run it and win and then dip. You know, I feel like Tank Davis rematch would be my final fight. Like, after I run through, like, these people, you know, you got Devin, you got Teofimo.
Shakur.
I mean, I might give him an opportunity, but...
I think y'all scared of Shakur.
Nobody's scared of Shakur, bro.
I think y'all be ducking
Shakur. Shakur's scared of his shadow, bro. Relax,
I think y'all
bro.
Be ducking Shakur. Shakur, right.
You see his last fight?
He did say his hand was injured, though. We sat down with him. I don't know. Do you think that could affect your performance?
If my hand was injured, I couldn't even use the whole training camp with Fonseca, and I knocked that dude out in one round. Don't give me my hand hurts, bro. Everybody's hand hurts. You're
Shakur,
soft.
That's one the fans want to see, though.
No, they don't. Yes, stop hyping up Shakur.
I want to see Ryan
Nobody
and Shakur.
I've
Devin
not
and
heard
Shakur.
That at all.
Yeah.
I've never
You wouldn't want
it.
To see that?
I never Absolutely. Heard hey, Nobody on the street has ever been like, yo, Shakur, you would be crazy.
We talk about that all the time.
So, you do.
No, we do in boxing.
You
people.
Do. You no. and yourself. You yourself.
Don't you think Shakur is a really good boxer?
He's a good boxer, but it's nothing that stands out to me. It's just, okay, you know how to move, blah, 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 but it's nothing like Tank or me or...
Like Canelo. Somebody got to stand out.
Like, we, yes.
You. Like, you're not just fighting
I
anybody.
I see boxers all the time. I've been watching boxers my whole life. Mm-hmm. I know the ones that are different. He's not different. It's just,
so why is Devin different?
Devin is doing everything he can to be not normal. You know, mm-hmm. He wants to stand out. He's picking up steam. I think that, you know...
You think he's better than Shakur?
Yeah, I think he's more entertaining than Shakur. I won't say he's better, but I think that his fights are more entertaining. People, you know, rather watch a Devin Haney fight than a Shakur. You know, Shakur will do everything, you know, not even to get like an ounce of hitting. Like, he's scared to really lock in and get in there. Devin's not. Devin will go and bang a little bit when he has to. So I think our fight is going to be way huger than a Shakur fight.
But, that's what you're banking on? You're banking on the fight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. Because I like to entertain.
People are saying that you can't outbox Devin, that you would have to
I
knock
have
him out.
I have outboxed him before, though.
Right. No, I'm saying that's what people told
me. They say that, but he knows I'm not an easy dude. Like, when he's in front of me, it's different. He's felt the energy. It's not going to be – this fight's not going to be pretty for him, though, because I'm on a whole different vibe and level.
So you got a different strategy?
Yeah, my focus is crazy right now. Like I said, just make sure, like, pray that he's okay. I mean, that's it. I'm not even trying to joke no more. Like, just pray, like, he's going to be okay. Like, Devin, like, go home, enjoy the money, blah, blah, boom, because this is going to get ugly for him.
What message would you leave for Devin?
Shit, bro.
Fuck you, bitches.
Nah, bro. No, I got a lot of dark thoughts that came in my brain. I'm just going to leave it at just, bro.
You really don't like them personally? You say him and his daddy? Like,
no, especially
they
his
phony.
Daddy.
So what would be the message for Devin?
I don't even know. Like, I don't have a message. I'm just ready to do something.
Whoa. Like I'm going to take that and put that with that hand signal. Oh,
Jesus.
We are done. This boy alone.
You really want to fight Sean O'Malley?
Sean O'Malley, yes.
Sean O'Malley, I'm sorry.
I would fight him in MMA. Yes, 100%. I'm a natural wrestler. Wow. People don't know I'm strong.
You used to wrestle in school?
No, I'm just natural.
You never wrestled before?
No, I never wrestled, but I wrestled like big dudes that know how to wrestle.
It's form. And
It's just instinct, body language, knowing where his body's going, letting him go, and then throwing him over. It's just, you got to know what you know. I just got a good sense. If I was in the MMA, I would beat him.
Did Dana White hit you back on that?
I've been bugging everybody.
What the? Your DM's probably crazy. Why you DMing all these people? You have people for that,
I
Ryan.
Don't care.
I need
to hear it from them.
Word.
Yo, yeah. Ron, I got to ask you. You saw Tank just recently leaked out a DM between him and Eddie Hearn, right? Like, he's done that several times. I don't know if you saw that. Well, what do you think about that? Would you ever leak out personal conversations?
I don't know. I mean, I won't say I would never do it, but I've never done it.
I don't like it.
Yeah. I mean, Tank is confusing me. I don't know. He's just, I don't know what he's up to.
What do you mean? What do you want? Oh, for the rematch?
No, not for the rematch. I mean, what is? Oh, he's fighting Frank Martin. Never mind. I know what he's doing. Yeah.
You think he's not? You think he's ducking big fights?
I think so. Especially Tank. Like they're all about the business, and you know, I know what they're trying to do, but that hurts boxing though. You know.
So who should he be fighting?
There's a lot of people out there. I would want him to fight Shakur. Mm-hmm. Why not fight Shakur?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
But I think it's about time that Tank fights a big.
He's way older than all of us.
Yeah,
he's supposed to be like the senior.
How old is Tank?
He's like 28, 29.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because the talk was always like, y'all broke, I'm the A side, yeah. I'm calling shots, and that's all good. But at some point, you know, he's almost 30, you got to fight the big fight. And I'm not saying Tank is scared to fight these guys, but there's too much business getting involved in the big fights being made.
I often wonder if there's more people dealing with mental and emotional health issues than they want to admit. Like when you see fighters like take a step back, like you were open about it. I wonder what might be going on in Tank's life.
You know, trauma, hurt, you know, things that, you know, are packed inside. The way he acts, he got a lot of trauma. That's just, he got a lot of anger. Something where he grew up, you know, made him, you know, hit that switch, but.
They need to happen. I mean, he's a phenomenal fighter, obviously, but we want to see those fights.
What about you, Ryan? When you was younger, what was it that got you into fighting? Was it people, picking on you? Was you getting, like, bullied? Like, what was it? Did you have to prove yourself because you was the pretty guy, like, what was it?
No, I was playing baseball, like, at, like, 5, 6, and I remember this vividly. I was, you know, out there diving for the balls and whatnot, you know, trying my best. And then, you know, we lost. We got fourth place, but I felt my team just didn't put that effort in the way I was doing it. I was like, bro, I can't do this. So I asked my uncle, I was like, is there any sports that are one-on-one? Just show me whatever. He showed me boxing. I said, I'm going to do that. And then I started going to the garage, and I was really good. I was like, all right, let's go. But through that, like, I had so much confirmations that I'm going to be a fighter. Like, I had dreams of me fighting in heaven, like, as a little boy. And then, like,
in heaven?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I had, like, a lot of vivid dreams like that.
Who was you fighting in heaven? Jesus?
No, I was protecting.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, protecting heaven.
Yeah,
okay.
I wasn't fighting Jesus. I didn't fight. You want me to die for real?
Right.
What is wrong with you?
Like, fighting in heaven. Okay, protecting heaven. That's dope.
Yeah, right. So, and then I just had a sense always around me, like, okay, like, there's guidance. And it just pushed me towards boxing and, you know, like, and then I was just being really good, and it's all that I wanted to do.
Yo, that one story says a lot about you. You don't fuck with teams. The fact that you DM everybody on your phone, you know what I mean? The fact that you went rogue with the shoulder roll, you don't like being a part of a team.
No, I do, but sometimes I hit the veto button. Like, we're going this way, you know? Like, let's just move this way. I feel like this is the better move.
So. You don't mess with his own team.
No, I love my team. What do you mean? I treat my team great.
No, no doubt.
But if you feel like you can make it happen, then you will do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll try to.
Sometimes, you know, the only way to do it is do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
You stress your team out. I can see it.
Yeah, it's been a journey.
How important is the bag versus the legacy of winning?
I think they go hand in hand.
Okay.
You know, if it's legacy, you better make me a bag. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's a bag, it should have an ounce of legacy there. So I think they go hand in hand, like yin and yang.
Yeah.
You know,
it's legacy.
I don't think it's legacy if I ain't getting paid.
Wait.
What kind of legacy?
Legacy doesn't help you after boxing.
Right.
When it's done.
I just want to make sure that I get paid well and I fight. You know, I feel like boxers should get paid well. They put their life on the line every time. I feel like they're the most respected athletes. I don't care.
You said you want to end with Tank. If you could pick your next three opponents in your order, who would they be?
You know, obviously Devin, and then Teofimo, and then I want to go Sean O'Malley, and then I want to go Tank.
Nah, I put your call with Sean O'Malley.
No,
you run through them. You run through Devin
and
Teo. Shakur.
And then rematch with Tank.
Rematch with Tank?
That'd be big.
That'd be one of the biggest runs ever in boxing.
So move Sean for Shakur.
Yes.
That might be a move.
You've been promoting a lot lately.
I'm just saying. That's the you talking about legacy.
How long have you been a part of Shakur's fan club, bro? I mean, what membership he got? Are he getting two tickets, bro? You good, bro?
I'm just saying that's the legacy. You do that, you like, oh, okay.
It's different.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I might do that.
Uh-huh. Well, Ryan Garcia, good luck. We appreciate you for joining us. Thank you so much.
Good having you.
Good luck, bro.
Appreciate you, my
that's
brother.
Right.
Thank you for coming, man.
It's Ryan Garcia.
Don't be a stranger.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wake that ass up early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.